We have also the ticks. And there are several different species of ticks. I don't know how many, in fact, quite a few of them. But we have only one predominant species of tick here, that's a star tick. And I guess it's the baby star tick, which we call sea tick. Why they call sea tick, I don't know, but they're tiny. Not much bigger than the point of a pin. And here about a month ago, they were banned. The adult lays the eggs on a blade of grass, and then they hatch and they sit there for a number of days, all huddled up. You can see them, if you watch, you can see the brown tip of a blade of grass about that long. Well, that's nothing but tiny sea ticks. There are hundreds of them.
Right.
And as you walk through, you get them on your clothing. And they also get into your pore. That's the only way they affect it. And I mean, they itch sometimes for a whole week.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, the bigger ones, they bore in. They in the skin pore also, but they stick the old proboscis in there and start sucking blood. And that goes back to World War II, when they had these boys out in the range training them, bivouacking, and on anti-aircraft training. And most of these boys came from areas that didn't know anything about ticks. Now, old country boy from around here, he knows certain places not to sit down. But they didn't. They just lay down in a bush or anywhere else, you know, in the worst place. And some of them got so many of those things on them that they literally got sick from, developed fever, you know, from that poison or whatever it is, the tick injects in your system to get the blood.
Are ticks worse than red bugs?
Oh, yeah. They're worse than red bugs.
What did you say another name for red bugs was?
Chigger.
Chigger. Mm-hmm. I
see. Now, some use them interchangeably for the ticks and the red bug.
Oh.
But chigger is strictly a red bug.
I see.
Tick is a tick.
Do they get bigger?
Ticks get up to this size.
About the end of your finger.
And turn the color blue, you know. That's because of the, and they're full of blood. You
right.
Step on it, it's a big old spot of blood.
That's
but they don't bother the humans when they're big like that. It's these smaller ones. Of course, I guess there's a couple of species of those smaller ones. The star tick, and then there's a solid brown one.
Right.
And we nicknamed some of them, one type, hit and run. They get about the size of a pin's head, not quite. And there are millions of them, especially under oak brush and oak leaf and so on, or with a lot of old cow manure in a shady place.
Right.
And we call them hit and run because seem like they hit you about a dozen times before they ever sit down and start business, you know.
Mm.
They just hit you and keep on going, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
No, my legs, they're healed up from it now. From that ranch I got into them. Still have markings on them. Wear shoes, of course. And they got in my socks and went through the socks and on.
Mm.
Where you couldn't put tip of your finger where there wasn't a bump from those things.
Good.
I don't
you drink?
I don't drink coffee. That's all right.
Drink anything else? We don't drink beer.
No. I just had breakfast. It's okay.
Come here, kitten.